This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives appoints a 7-member parliamentary special committee to probe cooling up period controversy in draft report of civil service bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informs the Parliament about his recent Spain visit, says Nepal's participation in UN conference contributed to strengthening global partnership for economic diplomacy. Hospitals across Nepal shut down all services except emergency care following Nepal Medical Association's call for protest. And at least 81 people die and dozens go missing following flash floods in central Texas on Friday. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has formed a 7-member parliamentary special committee to study and probe the wrongdoings committed in the drafting of the report on the Federal Civil Service Bill. Speaker Devaraj Khemere announced the formation of the Parliamentary Special Committee in today's House meeting. Nepali Congress lawmaker Jivan Pariyar will lead the committee, which comprises Nepali Congress lawmaker Susila Thing, CPN-UML lawmakers Narayan Prasad Acharya and Ishwari Gharti, CPN Mao Center lawmaker Madhav Sapkota, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Ganesh Brajuli, and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party MP Roshan Kharki as the members. The committee shall investigate the theoretical agreement decisions and electronic records taken place in the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives. And it will also study the contradictory report prepared in regard to the civil servants' cooling-off period. The special committee is given the term of reference to find out the reasons behind the drafting of the contradictory report, which is against the major spirit of the bill. The special committee is given 21 days to submit its report. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has informed the Parliament about Nepal's participation and achievements at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development held in Sevilla of Spain. In today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Oli stated that the conference has contributed to strengthening new partnership globally for economic diplomacy and has further accelerated the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. In the conference, Prime Minister Oli addressed on behalf of the least developed countries, advocating for their justice and socio-economic development. Prime Minister Oli also said that the information to the House about his leadership and advocacy commitments through his address to the meeting of the Group of Least Developed Countries, various sideline presentations and roundtable discussions. He also clarified that with 44 least developed countries, Nepal has demonstrated the potential for effective leadership among those nations during the conference. The Prime Minister also said that the relations between Nepal and the United Nations have further strengthened and advocacy has taken place for the development of least developed countries. Prime Minister Oli had departed for the conference on the 28th of June and returned home on the 4th of July. Hospitals and health institutions across Nepal shut down all services except emergency care today following a call by the Nepal Medical Association. The protest is in response to recent decisions by the Consumer Court regarding cases of medical practices. The protest follows the court's ruling that ordered Grandi Hospital in Kathmandu and its doctors to pay 5.7 million rupees in compensation for alleged medical negligence. The Nepal Medical Association has urged the court, the Ministry of Health and Population and other relevant authorities to review the recent verdicts. Meanwhile, lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives drew the government's attention to various contemporary issues, including the nationwide protest by the doctors. President Ramchandra Podal today, on the recommendation of the Judicial Council, appointed 3 new justices to the Supreme Court. According to a press statement issued by Sailaja Bhattarai Rekmi Bhattarai Radha, spokesperson at the Ministry of the President's Office, Senior Advocate Meghraj Pokhrel, High Court Janakpur's Chief Judge Srikanta Podal, and High Court Dipal's Chief Judge Shanti Singh Thapa have been appointed the justices of the Apex Court. Earlier today, the Parliamentary Hearing Committee unanimously approved all three proposed Supreme Court justices and a member at the Judicial Council for the appointment. The committee also approved Mahesh Kumar Nepal for his appointment as the member of the Judicial Council. Visiting Foreign Minister of Switzerland Ignazio Daniel Giovanni Cassis paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today. During the meeting, the two leaders exchanged views on further strengthening the friendly relations between Nepal and Switzerland and enhancing cooperation in the development sector. Minister Cassis reiterated Switzerland's continued support for Nepal's development, including the enablement of federalism, successful conclusion of transitional justice, climate change mitigation and adaptation, and disaster management efforts. The Prime Minister on the occasion acknowledged Switzerland's long-standing support for Nepal's development efforts. This news comes from the Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Air services have resumed in Tablejung district after 3 weeks. Flights had been suspended in Tablejung since the 13th of June due to bad weather. A Nepal Airlines plane arrived today from Kathmandu carrying 4 passengers and 5 passengers departed from Kathmandu on the same flight from Tablejung. Naren Kumar Karki, station in charge of Nepal Airlines in Tablejung, said that the flights have been affected due to adverse weather as the monsoon season has started. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 81 people have been confirmed dead and another 41 are missing following flash floods in central Texas on Friday. According to the BBC, most of the fatalities were in Kerr County, where a Riverside Christian girls' camp was deluged, claiming the lives of a number of children and leaving others missing. Figures are changing quickly as rescuers continue to search for the missing, and officials say that the death toll is certain to continue rising. Many of the bodies are yet to be formally identified. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that the countries which side with the policies of the BRICS alliance that go against U.S. interests will be hit with an extra 10% tariff, according to the BBC. Trump wrote on social media that any country aligning themselves with the anti-American policies of BRICS will be charged an additional 10% tariff. Trump has long criticized BRICS, an organization whose members include China, Russia, and India. The U.S. had set a 9 July deadline for countries to agree a trade deal, but U.S. officials now say tariffs will begin on the 1st of August. Trump said he would send letters to countries telling them what the tariff rate will be if any agreement is not reached. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Kusi and Bagmati provinces, with the chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. Light rainfall and snowfall is also predicted at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives formed the 7-member Parliament Special Committee to probe cooling off period controversy in draft report of Civil Service Bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli informed the Parliament about his recent Spain visit, says Nepal's participation in UN conference contributed to strengthening global partnerships for economic diplomacy. Hospitals across Nepal shut down all services except emergency care following Nepal Medical Association's call for protest. And at least 81 people die and dozens go missing following flash floods in central Texas on Friday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.